mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Thank goodness for ejection seats. Officials say the pilot of an F-16 fighter jet safely ejected after his plane caught fire in Houston yesterday as the fighter was taking off from Ellington Field.
The pilot is well. He was able to walk away from the where he landed off the seat, and so he's stable and in good condition.
That's a spokesman for the 138th Fighter Wing. That jet was carrying air-to-air missiles, which did force some evacuations in the vicinity of where it went down, but word is nobody on the ground was injured. Talks between the U.S. and Russia that had been planned for some time are now not going to happen, Tom Roberts explains.
The talks were aimed at resolving difficulties between the two nations. The announcement comes as the U.S. expands sanctions against Russia in response to its actions against Ukraine. The Russian ministry issued a statement saying after Tuesday's decision on sanctions, the situation does not allow for a round of dialogue. The ministry added that Washington's desire to seek common ground with Russia sounds unconvincing.
5 people are dead and nearly 50 have overdosed just this month in Georgia after taking or being exposed to fake Percocet pills. The Georgia Poison Control Center reports that over a 2.5-week period, 48 instances of overdoses, including those deaths, were reported. Officials say the pills are made of a dangerous mixture of opioids and the effects can be felt simply by touching them. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 78 sunny degrees in Flemington, and the humidity is starting to creep back in the air.
What there's a word that probably describes this weather.
Is there? And glorious. Could that be it? The forecast for today is mostly sunny, of high of 86. Tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms, a low of 68. For your Friday, a 60% chance of thunderstorms, a high of 85. Saturday, the chance of thunderstorm continues, the high of 83. And then Sunday, the thunderstorms and humidity clear out, the low of 81, and it looks to be a glorious Sunday. We should do a drinking game with Glorious.
Summertime.
The Huntington Chamber of Commerce does not endorse irresponsible drinking habits.
Neither does the Huntington County Library.
I want to make that disclaimer right now after Jennifer's last comment.
I didn't say what we were going to be drinking. Maybe we're drinking lemonade because it's summertime.
And the cotton is high.
Is this Ella Fitzgerald?
It is.
What's the name of this song?
Summertime.
It's called Summertime? It sounds depressing. Is it a depressing summertime song?
No. It's a lazy laid back.
Sounds like she's got blues, the blues.
That's the lady sings the blues. No, that's Billie Holiday.
How about the good old summertime? That's good. How about for next week, the good old summertime?
I'll make a note.
Summer started yesterday, is that correct, Jennifer? Yesterday was the longest day of the year?
No.
What's wrong with that?
It was the utmost amount of daylight, the longest amount of daylight. I went through this at Christmas in December. The weatherman did it.
It's the most sunlight in the day. Okay. Or briefly, the longest day of the year.
Longest daytime.
day is the key word,
Jennifer. Day is 24 hours.
Good morning, welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. Does Ella Fitzgerald have a nickname? She's drowning me out, I'm pretty sure. Summer is officially here, as Ella is attesting, and we are less than a month away from our first of 5 outdoor concerts. The Youth Services Summer Reading Club is in full swing, and it's not too late to get in on all of the action. We'll tell you how. Jennifer was in the store the other day and noticed that the recommended age for owning a Ouija board is 8 and above. She wants to know why you need to be 21 to drink, but only 8 to summon the devil. Information for local businesses about our annual Library Card Month promotion and much more on today's Library Show. I don't think anyone heard a word I said.
I heard you.
All right, thank you, Ella. I think she's actually a little happier now, so that's good. Maybe I should listen to the words and I could. The name of the song is Summertime. I'm going to look it up.
Yes. And the living is easy. Catfish are jumping.
So it's the Library Show. We have some programs. Do we, Jennifer, have some programs coming up this week?
We do, but before we start about the programs this week, I'd like to mention, you mentioned the Children's Summer Reading Club.
I did. I thought we'd talk about that in length, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, I was just going to mention the kickoff party they had.
I was at, yeah. Tell me about that. That looked like a lot of fun.
It was, and we got a lot of pictures, but we didn't get any permission slips, so I can't use the pictures.
Yeah, use them. What's the worst that could happen?
You know, suing and everything.
Any of those kids in the witness protection program, Jennifer?
I do not
know.
Do
you really think so?
But Home Depot came and they made birdhouses outside, and there was all kinds of building material inside.
Did they leave any in our trees?
I don't think so. No. But
Were little kids using saws and things?
Yes.
Really?
No.
Oh. I would have been impressed.
You should have
so everything was pre-cut, pre-nailed together, where
just
they just
glue.
Painted them? Oh, glued them.
Glue and paint, I think, yeah.
Okay.
But Kathy and Amy did a fabulous job.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it was really
good. Because the theme of the Summer Reading Club is what, Jennifer?
Build a better world.
And they did, for birds, anyway.
Yes.
That's a start.
And at South County, they had a kickoff event building a Lego tower. And since there were no children in their Lego tower signed off on the permission form.
Okay.
And that is on Facebook. For every 4 books a child checked out, they got a Lego brick. That's a place to build a Lego building. I don't know why they stopped it so soon.
I mean, wait, I don't get how it would take forever to build the Lego tower if children had to read 4 books to get one brick.
Check 4 out.
Oh, check 4 books out. That's a lot. I mean, how many bricks does it take to build the tower? I mean,
well, it's not a very big. It's a, you know, you'll see it. It's on Facebook.
Is it oversized bricks? Mm-mm. No.
It's a modest tower.
It's lost on me, Jennifer. I'm having trouble grasping this concept.
You often do.
I know it's very true. I want to tell you also, we had an interesting program at the Hunterdon County Library last Saturday, and I think I'd like to do it again because it was different and it was interesting, Jennifer. We had a dramatic reading.
How did that go? I came down to see you afterwards, but you were gone.
The Old Oak Community Players presented a 2-person play, a dramatic reading called Collected Stories, which is a play by Donald Margulies. So it was pretty much about 2 women. You would actually have loved this.
You probably
fantasized about this plot, probably.
could you elaborate about it, please?
About an older writer, a very famous older writer that's also a professor, taking a protege on, I guess. And then it's all about their relationship as the protege becomes, as the older writer helps her become famous herself.
Interesting.
So it was good. It was a 2-act play. It took about 2 hours. I think people enjoyed it. The acting was very good.
Good. Now, are they going to put this on
Yeah, they're going to do it. They're doing other plays. There's actually a playwright of another play in the audience that they were going to do this. And they asked if they could come back and do our show because they were very pleased with the size of the audience.
Oh, thank goodness, because it was touch and go there for a while.
Yes, but it really worked out well. A good time was had by all.
Glad to hear that.
Yes.
But it usually is when you come to the library.
Good point, Jennifer. Nice lead-in.
Thank you.
And if you come to the library tonight, is it tonight?
No, but at the North County branch, if you go there tonight.
This afternoon. What are you talking about?
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Today's June 22nd, is that correct?
Yes, and Solid Gold Hits of the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
I'm sorry.
With entertainer Jerry Castaldo will be at the North County branch.
Castaldo. He's very picky about that.
I'm sure he is. He sings, he dances, he makes you laugh, he dazzles. Come watch Jerry.
Wow. Castaldo. You can't say that word?
Castaldo. Perform some of your favorite songs. How does he know your favorite songs? That you heard on everyone's radio in the 50s, 60s.
Because he dazzles, Jennifer. If you dazzle someone, that's part of it. If you dazzle, that means you can predict people's moods.
I think we have a D issue. There was a D missing. We missed a D on somebody else's flyer, and there's one missing on this one. Jerry's open for Jerry Seinfeld, David Brenner, and Dom DeLuise, among others.
You mean Am Eloise?
Yes. he has toured around the country. He has performed over 300 shows per year, and he also has toured through Europe. So come to the North County Branch Library at 7 o'clock tonight. Program is free, open to the public. You can call 730-6135 to guarantee a seat, although I'm sure there's plenty of room or enough room for a couple people. Click on the calendar of events, hclibrary.us, to register online. And funding for the program, all our musical programs, has been made possible in part by the New Jersey State Council, the Arts Department of State, a partner agency of the National Endowment of the Arts, through funds administered by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission.
Thank you, Jennifer. I mentioned the movie series that actually continues tomorrow. Our Academy Award nominated film series presented by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library tomorrow, June 3rd. And Saturday, June 4th, both at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library.
Excuse me.
What?
June 3rd and June 4th?
23rd.
You said 3rd and 4th.
24th. What, is this a missing 20 now?
No, but you said said 3rd and 4th.
All right, we'll check the archives on that one, too.
We sure will.
Tomorrow, June 23rd, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And Saturday, June 24th, at the North County Branch Library at 2 p.m., we'll be showing the movie Hidden Figures, rated PG. And I got to say, I've seen this movie, Jennifer. I kind of resisted for a while because, I don't know, it didn't sound like I would be that interested in it.
Oh, the book is really compelling.
It was an excellent movie.
The book is really, really good.
If you want to know what it's about, it's a heartwarming, crowd-pleasing fashion. Oh, in heartwarming, crowd-pleasing fashion. That's how they describe this. The film celebrates overlooked and crucial contributions from a pivotal moment in the history of the U.S. space
program.
But it
doesn't mention what it is.
Yeah, so
what's the pivotal moment?
That's good. But sometimes it's good to not know anything about a movie going in, and then
You wonder.
You don't have any preconceived notions.
I guess not. I would like to know a little more information about it.
I kind of am in the camp now that I don't want to know anything about a movie. I just want to, just the barest minimum that I know it's something I like, and then go in there so I'm not, somebody told me this is coming up.
Well, but how many times
you anticipate,
tell
Jennifer,
our listening audience
you anticipate
that Manchester by the Sea was going to be the most depressing movie they'd ever seen in their lives?
I didn't say I was completely guilt-free in this scenario. So that's Hidden Figures, Friday and Saturday at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. You're welcome to bring a snack and your own favorite non-alcoholic beverage, and join us in the air-conditioned comfort of the North County Branch Library.
Okay. Shall we go to our first commercial break?
Sure.
And come back with Today in History.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting from beautiful downtown Flemington, New Jersey. A quick look at the traffic. I hear like a motorcycle going by, Jennifer. But traffic moving very smoothly in the late morning here in Flemington. No delays on Main Street, so feel free to cruise right on down. It's time for Today in History, this time every week. Ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, which is June 22nd. And Jennifer reminded me during the commercial break that this weekend is very important. At midnight, I believe it's midnight Saturday night, we're officially closer to next Christmas than from last Christmas, Jennifer. Big, big day. So enjoy.
Huge.
I tried to pull off a Christmas in a half Christmas on June 25th. Which was Sunday, but I couldn't muster the support I needed.
Shocking. Let me guess, your wife.
So, today in history, I also sent up give her some names of people who were born or who have died on June 22nd.
And I am without my helpline.
And actually, I know someone that's not on this list that was born on June 22nd. My older brother, Brian, was
Happy
born
birthday,
today.
Brian.
He would be, what, 56 today?
He would be, or he is?
He is 56.
Well, happy birthday, Brian.
Yeah, I shouldn't say it that way. He lives in Cincinnati, Ohio, where we're going to be going out there in October because his daughter, my niece, my goddaughter, Courtney, will be getting married.
Wow.
In October.
Very nice.
In Cincinnati. I got to drive to Cincinnati to attend the nuptials. But it'll be fun.
It's nice that you and your brothers go every place for your nieces and nephews.
That's the only time we see each other.
But that's nice that you go to graduation.
Of course. Because there's a pub crawl involved. We had to add pub crawls to it to get people there. And it's worked well. A little tip if you want to see family members. Add a pub crawl to the festivities. And you'll get numbers up. Okay, Jennifer, let's go back to 1893, June 22nd. This is reminiscent because this just happened, kind of.
This just happened, kind of.
Yes. Oh, a similar event happened.
Okay.
The Royal Navy battleship S... Okay. Okay, Jennifer. The British Mediterranean Fleet flagship HMS Victoria sinks, taking 358 crew members with her, including the fleet commander. George Tryon. How did it sink?
It just happened?
Something like this just happened.
Recently?
Yes.
So we know it wasn't an iceberg. It was in the Mediterranean Sea?
I didn't mention anything
about it. I thought you said Mediterranean. Where
was it? Oh, it's the British Mediterranean Fleet flagship. So yes, I guess it was in the Mediterranean. Good deduction there, Jennifer.
Golly.
It was rammed accidentally by the Royal Navy battleship HMS Camperdown.
Oh, that's terrible.
Because that just happened to a U.S. Navy ship, remember? A Japanese... It collided with a Japanese, like, cargo ship and seven naval...
Oh, yes.
Naval seamen perished. I know. Unfortunately, 358 people died.
And it was like their own Navy.
Yes.
That's
so
terrible.
Might have been in the middle of the night. I don't know.
It was the HMS Victoria.
The Victoria, correct. You're going to look it up?
I'm going to try it out on Brian because he's...
Gotcha.
Very...
Let's go to 1906, Jennifer. The flag of Sweden is adopted. My question to you is, describe to me what the flag of Sweden looks like. I'll take the colors.
The order is the orange Nassau.
That's not helping us.
So there's no, but there's no orange in it. Is it a blue field with a yellow cross?
How did you figure that out?
Because, don't ask. We play Guess the Flag at our house sometimes.
Of course you do. 1990, Jennifer. You are correct, by the way. Very good. 1990, June 22nd. Checkpoint Charlie is dismantled. Where is Checkpoint Charlie?
It was in Vietnam.
Incorrect.
Oh, Korea.
Incorrect.
It's got something to do with the war.
A war? Well, not technically, no.
No? Okay. Then
Checkpoint Charlie was the main entrance or exit between the East and West Berlin and the Berlin Wall. Okay. It was the most popular access point. Checkpoint Charlie. Okay, people who were born on June 22nd, besides my brother Brian, 1906, Anna Morrow Lindbergh.
She's the daughter of
She's Charles. Been right down the street a lot of times, Jennifer.
Charles and Anne Lindbergh. She also, her daughter Reese also writes a lot of books, and she wrote...
Yeah, she was a...
Oh, no, she was the wife of Charles Lindbergh.
Correct.
I'm saying the daughter. It's Reese's her daughter.
Yes, and the wife was a well-accomplished author in her own right.
Yes, she wrote a lot of poems. She's from Englewood, New Jersey. Her father was a colonel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know a lot about her. Very good. Have you read her books? Is she a good writer?
She's a little bit too something for me.
Okay. I'm not going to touch that one. Unless you want to finish that sentence, we're moving on. 1909, Jennifer Mike Todd was born.
Mike Todd. Is he one of Elizabeth Taylor's husbands?
Very good. He is indeed. In fact, the only husband that she did not divorce is because he died in a plane crash in 1958.
Here's a book note. You give DVD alerts. Here's a book alert. I read Furious...
About Mike Todd?
About Elizabeth Taylor. I read Furious Love, which is the story of Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton and their relationship through their entire life. One of the best books I ever wrote. And I do not read celebrity tell-alls.
Really?
It was
good. That's a good
fabulous.
Pick. If Jennifer loved it, it must be awesome.
It's
called Furious Love?
Furious Love. Written
by Elizabeth Taylor?
It was not written by Elizabeth Taylor. It was published by HarperCollins. And they sent me a copy and said, oh, you have to read this. I'm like, no, I don't read celebrity.
Well, speaking of Furious Love, when Mike Todd died... Mike Todd and Elizabeth Taylor were great friends with Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fisher. And then Eddie Fisher was a little too consoling after Mike Todd's death and that broke up their marriage.
Indeed.
1928, Ralph Waite was born.
He was John Walton.
Very good. The father of the Waltons, yes.
Indeed. I don't know.
Was he in anything else?
I was just going to ask you, he must have done something else.
He must have, but most famous is the patriarch of the Walton clan, Jennifer, of the Blue Ridge Mountains. 1944, you never get this one in a million years. But here she goes. Peter Asher was born.
He's a guitarist for a band.
He's a musician.
Don't know.
He does play guitar. English singer. He's most famous for... Let's see who he's most famous for. He had a couple of hit songs back in the thing. Peter and Gordon was the name of his group. But he was friends with Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney dated his sister for a long time, Jane Asher, who was an English actress. And Paul and Peter, I believe, bunked together for a while. But Peter Asher, I think he is still around and actually does like Beatles. Hosts like Breakfast with the Beatles or something
Let's
like that
on Facebook.
Let's
book him for the library.
Peter Asher?
Mm-hmm.
Want to try? Okay. Interesting. I didn't even cross my mind. 1947, Pete Maravich was born.
Sports?
Sports is correct.
Golf? Basketball.
Basketball is correct. The Pistol. Pistol Pete Maravich. Known best as the most prolific scorer in college basketball history, even though when he played college basketball, Jennifer, freshmen were not allowed to play varsity basketball, so he only played 3 years, and there was no three-point line. And still, by far, the leading scorer in college basketball history.
Hmm.
How about that?
Hmm.
1954, finally, Jennifer, Freddie Prinze was born.
Queen.
That's Freddie Mercury.
But a group.
No.
No?
And you forget who Freddie Prinze is.
Obviously.
He had a tragic end, but he was an American comedian and actor, Jennifer. Best known for Chico and the Man.
Okay.
Remember Freddie Prinze?
Mm-hmm.
Like a Mexican
stand-up
comedian.
With the long droopy mustache, like the Fu Manchu mustache.
Very good. Okay, died on this date, Jennifer. Judy Garland in 1969.
Meet Me in St. Louis, her mother of Liza Minnelli. You want me to say Over the Rainbow and...
I want you to say that. Why?
Well, because you always say I always pick the less obvious. Wizard of Oz.
Okay, you got it. Were you a fan of Judy Garland's?
Yes. I even have a record album of Judy Garland's.
All right, here's another backup trivia question. Since you know her so well, what's her real name?
Gum. Frances Gum.
Very good. You do know her. 1987, Fred Astaire died, Jennifer.
He was the voice of the mailman in Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
That's what he's best known for.
He was in Funny Face with Audrey Hepburn.
Very good.
He was singer, dancer, Ginger Rogers' dance partner.
I think the key word I was looking for is dancer there, Jennifer. In my opinion, greatest dancer ever to walk the face of the earth. Agree or not agree?
Yes. There's a story about him on the lot, one of the lots when Bob Fosse was walking down one of the lots.
Mm-hmm.
Also a great dancer choreographer. And he said Fred Astaire just kind of danced by him, waved and said, "What's up, Foss?" or something like that, and then just kept going without missing a beat. Like that, he was just always...
Just very natural, right? Very smooth. Mm-hmm. You watch other actors, dancers, a lot of them are very technical. Like they really had to work hard to get these moves. It just looked like it came very easy to Fred Astaire, in my opinion.
If you watch one of the... I'm not sure if it's Holiday Inn or White Christmas. One of the women, you get that feeling with her. Like that it was really...
I think his best dance routine, by the way, you can pull this up later if you want, but you've probably seen it. It might be Easter Parade. I don't know what movie, where he goes into his toy store looking to buy a rabbit. And it's something called Drum or something like that. And he tries to convince the kid who has a rabbit to buy a drum. And it's all a dance routine. And it's just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I think it's called something Drum in the title. Just Google Fred Astaire Drum and watch it. So that's Fred Astaire. Unfortunately, died on this date in 1987. 1988, the next year, Jennifer. You'll never get this one either. Dennis Day. And there's no reason I remember who this gentleman is. He's only famous for one thing in my mind, and it's very obscure.
Okay, go ahead.
Dennis Day was a singer and actor back around the Bing Crosby era. Kind of a crooner-type person. But I know him for... he was in a Disney movie called Melody Time, which was little short bits about little stories of different things. And he did the one about Johnny Appleseed. Do you ever see that?
I remember it.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that was Dennis Day singing, Jennifer.
I was a huge Johnny Appleseed fan when I was a kid. Does that surprise you?
Why? How do you become a Johnny Appleseed fan?
I don't know.
Fan?
I had a puzzle. I loved the story.
Interesting. What is the story?
That he walked around.
Is it true or is it a lot of it exaggerated?
I would say it's an exaggeration of it.
So it's like he's walked from like Boston out to the West planting apple trees. Right. Did it happen?
Yeah, probably not.
To look that one up. John Chapman was his real name. I should have asked you that.
Yes, I knew that.
Oh, you knew that.
I told you that.
2008, finally, Jennifer, George Carlin died.
He was a comedian.
And he just made you laugh there. And he's been dead for quite a while.
Yeah, he was pretty... He would always say things like, why do you park in a park in a driveway but drive on the parkway?
Yeah, he was one of the first observational-type humorists.
Yeah.
And very good. I've seen him live a couple of times. He was an excellent, very funny man.
Or jumbo shrimp.
And very intelligent man, too. Had a lot of, you know, very savvy comments about politics and society, etc. George Collins, so I would suggest seeing, you know, YouTubing some of his... Thank God for, like, YouTube now, all these people that...
Yeah.
Like, you can just go, so we can go watch Fred Astaire dance in a toy store, or we can... We take that for granted now, but we can do all of that. I love that.
Do you?
That's probably one of the best things about being alive right now. Anything from your child. Think of something from your childhood that you remember on TV.
Oh, that reminds me. Have you seen the new Ken dolls?
No.
He has a man bun.
Oh, yeah? Why do I need to know this?
I don't know. We were talking about toys from your childhood. What was your favorite childhood toy?
I'm saying toys. I'm saying
what was your favorite thing from your childhood?
I don't know. Toy?
Or whatever.
I have. I don't know. It's too broad a question.
What would be something you'd want to YouTube? Is YouTube a word like Google?
Yeah, I think so. Like YouTube. Remember, like a show you like to watch when you're a child.
What did you like to watch
something?
When you were a child?
I don't know. The Christmas specials, I guess. Or
can you? Is that that telephone Christmas special?
Yeah.
There? Is it
really? Exactly? Like there's a good example. The Bell Company used to do these marionette. specials around Christmas time. If people, you could YouTube it and watch it in its entirety and probably be a little creeped out about it.
Oh my gosh, they were creepy.
Yeah.
And PBS was showing them about 10, 15 years ago.
So just anything like that. So we're just remembering next time if you remember something finally, you can watch it on YouTube. Some made-for-TV movie in the 70s about that you remember, like an after-school special. It'll be on there.
Really?
Yes. So so you never do YouTube, obviously.
I do. Or that's where I get my music
like
from.
Like, what's your favorite song or whatever? You can see 10 versions of it. You know, if your favorite song is Billy Joel's 52nd Street, put in that, and you can see him performing it here and another person doing a version of it or whatever, and you can see it 100 different ways.
Wow.
And this portion of the library show is brought to you by YouTube.
Fascinating.
But it is. I mean, the internet in general, just you take it for granted.
Camera for your office.
How many times have we referred to the internet just in the show about look this up or whatever?
Well, if it weren't for the internet, what would we be doing right now? Where would you be?
We'd be maybe on regular radio. I don't know.
I doubt that.
You don't think so?
No.
Our talent can't carry us to the real radio airwaves?
Oh, I somehow doubt it. Why don't you tell? You've got the summer.
We want to thank Belinda Monahan last week for joining us.
She got our ratings up.
She got ratings, but it really spiked thanks to Belinda. Maybe she's listening again this week.
No.
She's busy either digging up fossils or helping people in Chicago. So she was a great guest, very entertaining.
She's
Jennifer's sister. Of that.
She's a very entertaining human being.
And when we see... physically lay eyes on Belinda Monahan again.
July 3rd.
That's not far at all.
No, it's not.
Good.
She and her friend, Sister Hannah, are coming east
to... You mean Hannah and her sisters?
Yes. Are coming east to... that was the first Woody Allen movie I ever saw. They're coming east...
Wasn't any good and never saw
to go to Iona do a... It was okay. I liked Broadway Danny Rose or Annie Hall better.
Radio Days is his best movie. And that's not up for debate.
Do you know that a local high school teacher was in Radio Days?
Oh, yeah?
He's retired now. For a while, he was the head of...
What part was he?
He was Greg Burnett. He was... When they were doing the commercial for the laxative,
yeah.
He was like the producer. He had a mustache, and he was dancing in the background.
Oh.
So every once in a while, he'd get like a little check.
Cool.
He lived next door to me for a while.
Great movie. Great movie. Yeah. Very great period piece to describe what it was like to live in the radio era. In one of the boroughs of New York, in Rockaway Beach or something, yeah. I believe that was. Look how we just go off in tangents. What started this? Okay, it's 11:34. Do we need to check the weather again? What is the weather for Saturday, Jennifer?
40% chance.
I have a vested interest in Saturday's weather. 40% chance of rain?
Yes.
Like all day or morning, evening? I need more specifics, Jennifer. Can you get any more specific in today's age of meteorology?
A chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 83. No.
That's it.
That's all they have.
That's the best you can do 2 days out.
Well, let me check. Let me see weather.com and see what they say.
Good Lord. Okay, well, Jennifer is doing that. Let's talk about the Youth Services Summer Reading Club. We've got a lot to talk about here. It just kicked off, as Jennifer said, earlier this week. If you don't know what it is, it's Build a Better World, the Summer Reading Club for 2017. It's for ages 2 and up, and it's at the Hunterdon County Library Main Branch, the North County Branch Library, the South County Branch Library, and the Bookmobile. You can read and earn prizes, and it runs from June 19th to August 31st. There'll be story times, performers, and programs for teens and tweens. So at the Huntington County Library, here are the youth programs that will be happening this summer. And we'll start next week with June 28th. There'll be Art with Lindsay for grades 1 through 4. We ask that you call and sign up 1 week prior to these workshops if you'd like to join. And to sign up, just call the Youth Services Department at 788-1432. So June 28th is Art with Lindsay. July 11th is Bricks for Kids Workshop for grades 1 through 4. July 12th is Hope's Promise, which is miniature horses. Is there going to be miniature horses in the library?
We've had them before.
In the library?
They were sneakers.
But what do they do when they relieve themselves?
They don't in the library.
Well, how do you prevent that? Well,
they're only here for like an hour.
And once again, how do you prevent that?
They're trained.
You know I can't think of the right word.
Potty
training. Okay, good for you, Jennifer. I thought you'd be all over that, being absolutely not in the library. Grades 1 through 6, if you want to see miniature horses, Jennifer. Is that the farm over around 579 or whatever?
I don't know where these come. No, I don't think Hope's Promise comes from there.
Okay, July 18th, Mad Science with Superstructures. That's for grades 1 through 4. July 19th, Pokemon Trading Night. That's still going on, Pokemon? Amazing.
You know, I thought Pokemon
ages 5
Go,
and up.
That kind of died off last year.
It did. Bracelet Weaving will be on July 25th for grades 1 through 4. And then finally on July 26th, a Walking Crafts Night for ages 3 and up, Jennifer. And then...
we have some tween programs at the North County Branch Library also.
We do.
On Tuesday, July 11th, you'll be making baskets with Huntington County Parks Department staff. On July 18th, there will be Bricks for Kids. On Tuesday, July 25th, learn about our wild neighbors with Woodlands Wildlife Refuge. And on August 1st, Youth Stages presents Bugs and Insects and Arachnids. Oh, my.
Is that it?
That's it.
They kind of ended that abruptly.
Because there's like an extra and bug
okay.
on this flyer.
There's also Walking Crafts at the North County Branch Library for ages 3 and up this summer for the youth. If you sign up for the Youth Services Summer Reading Club, you can stop by the Children's Department every Friday in July between 2 and 4 p.m. for a theme-based craft. So Friday, July 7th, for example, Jennifer, it's patriotic crafts, very timely. Friday, July 14th, a wonderful day in the year, summertime, walking craft. Friday, July 21st, oh, that's going to be dangerous that my birthday is on a Friday this year. Friday, July 21st, sailboats, Jennifer, is the craft at the North County Branch Library. And Friday, July 28th, the craft will be about owls. No registration is necessary, Jennifer, for these walking crafts at the North County Branch Library. North County Branch Library is located at 65 Halsted Street.
I have to say, I love
that
Clinton,
idea. In Clinton, New Jersey. What?
I love that idea of just walking crafts.
I do, too.
Are there some programs?
Everything should be walking in life, don't you think, Jennifer?
Do you have teen programs there?
No.
Would you like me to read some?
I have the summer specials for children.
You want me to read about the teen programs?
I sure do. Do
okay.
we have time before the next commercial break?
Sure. We have 6 minutes. The North County Branch Library on June... Oh, that was yesterday. Never mind. On July 12th, they will be making their own bath and body products.
Really?
Yes.
Are they starting to send a hint to some of these kids?
I know. They've got the annotations backwards on the website. On August 2nd, there will be a vet tech visit from Turtleback Zoo. On August 9th, learn about therapy dogs. And on August 17th, Cupcake Wars. Design and decorate your own cupcakes. And then vote for the favorite. And you have to leave them at the library for a week following. Maybe they'll just take pictures of them so that other people can vote for them. And then at the headquarters library, all we have right now is Pokemon Trading.
Gotcha.
Nothing else planned yet.
And we also have summer specials for children. So these are the big events happening for the Summer Reading Club at the Huntington County Library. They're also repeated at the North County Branch Library. All the information Jennifer and I are giving to you about the Summer Reading Club is on our webpage, right on the homepage. Just click on the link for Summer Reading Club at hclibrary.us, and all of the information will be at your fingertips to read at your leisure, Jennifer. But here are the summer specials for children. All these events, Jennifer, require tickets. Tickets are free, but I'll tell you just in case you are or aren't interested in any of these programs. The first one on Tuesday, June 27th, is Build a Better World Magic with magician Brian Richards. Then Thursday, July 13th, Quiver Farm presents a traveling farm, which is a petting zoo, Jennifer.
And that's no tickets necessary. Just stop by. It's held outside because trying to keep that many animals.
Rizzo's Reptiles is Thursday, July 20th. Wacky Science Show with Mad Science will be Thursday, July 27th. Family Stages presents Puss in Boots, a little play for kids at the library. That's Thursday, August 3rd. And then finally, Pirates Lost at Sea with Silent Science Tellers will be Wednesday, August 9th. So tickets are generally available a week before. It's a limit. It's on first-come, first-served basis, Jennifer. So you stop by the children's room to pick up these tickets. A limit six per patron. First-come, first-served, available the week before the program. So once again, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and click on the link on our homepage, and find out when you can get tickets for all these great... It's a lot going on for the kids in the summer. They want to keep their brains active, Jennifer.
Well, we also have story times for... 2 to 3 and 3 to 5 year olds at Headquarters Library Tuesday mornings starting July 11th. That runs for 4 weeks. At the North County Branch Library, there are Thursdays starting July 13th. The North County Branch Library also has a couple of bedtime stories. Our librarians will be providing programs at the Bunnvale and Reddington Libraries this summer. There will be story time programs on Wednesday mornings at the South County Branch Library, and on August 22nd, the Hunterdon County Parks Department will be presenting the reptile program on August 22nd at 2 p.m. at the South County Branch Library.
So I peg you as a summer reading club person when you were a child. Did they have it?
Oh, yeah. We talked about it last week with my sister.
We did?
We did.
So you were both doing it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You did it every year?
Yes.
Did you peg me as a summer reading club person?
No. No offense.
Well, you're right, of course, but...
But in the summer...
But it may have affected me.
It may have. Did you ever go... The one thing I loved doing in the summer, when we lived down in Monmouth County...
Am I going to like this story?
Yes, one of the things. And I don't know, I'm wondering if you ever did it. The movie theater on
White
Street.
I'm going to guess no, right off the bat, without even hearing what you're going to say.
Shh, listen. That's not listening, Jim. The movie theater on White Street in Red Bank used to show a double Disney feature, and it ran for a whole week. It was a cartoon and a feature.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see this?
I probably didn't have the money. Oh. The rich Monahans I know just were like going around town, indulging in every luxury. I was not that way.
Right.
It could have happened occasionally.
But
sure.
I don't remember any specific instance. Mother and her friend worked this out. One week they took the four of us. The next week the other took the four of us.
Nice.
And we saw, like the Apple Dumpling Gang and the Gnome Mobile.
Those classic 70s Disney romps. Monkey's Uncle.
I don't remember seeing that. And I don't remember seeing Herbie.
Monkey's Uncle, yeah. The Beach Boys sang the theme song for that.
Do they? No, I don't remember seeing that.
The Monkey's Uncle, Annette Funicello.
I used to watch her like on late night.
Now I got the monkey's uncle going. It's great.
Excellent.
Put the coming off the next commercial break. I want the monkey's uncle song. This we're going to show people how YouTube works.
All right. Do you know
the Beach Boys singing the monkey's uncle?
Do you know what that's called?
What?
The rejoin.
What's that mean?
It's the segue into the next.
Okay.
Segment.
The rejoin. Is that radio?
That's radio talk.
Very cool.
All right.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome, Jim. All right. I will go to the last commercial break. And we will come back with the monkey's uncle.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Huntington is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Huntington at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Huntington, the voice for mental health in Huntington County.
Huntington Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
They form me. Well, I don't care what the whole world thinks.
She loves her monkey's uncle.
I can't believe I've never heard this.
She loves her monkey's uncle.
You must have seen this when you were little.
No, I have never seen this.
Ape for me.
I would have remembered this.
This is one of those classic Disney songs Jennifer and I were talking about before the break. After Walt Disney died, they kind of went into this live-action teen romp type of thing, like Flubber and Too Many to Mention. But The Monkey's Uncle was one of the lost classics, Jennifer. And the theme song, The Monkey's Uncle, which will be going through your head for the rest of the day now, was written by the Sherman Brothers, famous for writing all the music for Mary Poppins. And the song is performed by the Beach Boys in their prime. Jennifer's now watching Mike Love dance with Annette Funicello on YouTube.
This is fascinating.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
Mike Love, by the way, I'm not a big fan of. Okay. I'm a big Beach Boys fan, but Mike Love, watch just how he doesn't know what to do with himself here.
Which one is Mike Love? Oh, the tambourine.
Then, yes.
Yeah, he looks awkward.
Oh, what a nutty family tree. A bride.
A groom, a chimpanzee.
Let them say he's the booby prize.
She loves her monkey's uncle.
He's the guy I idolize.
And the beauty of these songs are so short, we can play the whole song. It's almost over. And then the Beach Boys do not appear in the rest of the movie, Jennifer.
Oh, just
which is like somebody blew it there at the studios. They had the Beach Boys in their prime,
probably,
which would have sold, made the movie very popular. And the Beach Boys only appear in the title song and then disappear for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, look, I'm not an everything. I could see.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Isn't that a catchy little tune?
It is.
Sherman Brothers. Very interesting movie about them. Walt Disney hired them for the Walt Disney Studios to write a lot of the music that you know from early Disney movies was written by the Sherman Brothers. And there's a movie. I don't know if we have it in our collection. A DVD, a movie, video, Jennifer.
John Tinkard jogging along and me, John Tinkard. I'm the handsome.
No mobile. See, there's another one. So, the Sherman Brothers, the movie is called The Boys, and it's about their relationship. Their father was actually a very famous Tin Pan Alley musician, and they became songwriters and wrote all these childhood classics that you know. They wrote all the songs for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang as well as Disney.
I had no idea the name.
What is he saying? Jogging along in my what?
Jogging along in my
sights to see out of curiosity as I gazed at Dublin. Well, glory be.
I had no idea it was based on a book by Upton Sinclair.
The Gnomemobile?
Yes, now I have to. Now I'm fascinated even more.
This is the Disney portion of our program. Okay, Jennifer, before we.
Is that what portion of it?
Disney.
Oh, a Disney portion.
Isn't this a Disney movie?
It is.
Okay, we have about 7 minutes left, and we have some programs coming up in July that I want to tell you about, Jennifer. Just kind of touch on. Go ahead.
Can I touch upon the one I just booked?
Go ahead.
We just booked author Michelle Stevens. That we
turn the gnome movie down a little bit.
A little bit. Okay.
Anybody just, famous singing this?
I don't think so.
Or is it a leprechaun?
Kim Richards was in it.
Who's Kim Richards?
She was.
Was she in Witch Mountain?
Yes.
yet another
about,
one.
We should have talked about that with Belinda. That was one. We used to play Witch Mountain. And we even had like
what
little
was
star
Witch
boxes.
About?
Tony and Tia got lost, separated from their family, and they tried to get back. And they had little star cases. We used to make them out of Q-tip boxes.
Was there a witch that lived on Witch Mountain?
No, but they were witches, in quotes.
They were witches? The
yeah,
kids?
Like from like ESP kind of witches.
And where does a mountain come into play?
That's where they were from.
They lived on a mountain?
No, it was like another place, though.
What?
All right, but wait, let me get back to the author I booked. Michelle
I'm
Stevens.
I'm completely lost.
Good. Try Hare Krishna. That's from the Muppet movie. Michelle Stevens, the author we had on back in March, whose book Scared Selfless talks about her growing up and her journey from an abuse survivor through madness to a well-lived life and helping others. And she's going to be here on Saturday, July 29th. She had 1 week she could come, and we did some scrambling around, and we were able to book her. So I'm going to be Saturday afternoon, July 29th at 2 p.m.
That's great. Okay, Jennifer, let me just quickly touch on all the other programs. Let me start with the big event at the North County Branch Library in November.
I heard that.
Why would I say November? Like out of the blue there. Get another Disney song on behind us. I kind of like the theme.
All right.
But don't drown me out. The big event at the North County Branch Library in July... It's the NCB Garden Expo 2017. It's Saturday, July 22nd from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's an indoor event, Jennifer. We're making a big point about that. North County Branch Library will have experts on various topics of gardening. Bring your questions and enjoy the displays. There'll be Rutgers Master Gardeners of Hunterdon County, the Native Plant Society of New Jersey, the Hunterdon County Division of Parks and Recreation will be there, orchid expert Carol Strober, cacti and succulents expert Jeff Van Newkirk, the Northwest New Jersey Beekeepers Association with an observation hive, Hunterdon County Library Seed Exchange will be there, Jennifer. The Seed Exchange is moving to the North County Branch Library.
It is.
Invasive Species Strike Team, America's Grow a Row, Jennifer, will be on hand to tell you what they're all about. And finally, bring a plant, take a plant. While supplies last. So we've been doing this for a few years now, and it's been very popular. So if you're a gardener, you will not want to miss the NCB Garden Expo 2017 on Saturday, July 22nd, 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is a walk-in event, so feel free to come by and spend as much time on that Saturday as you wish, Jennifer. Let's see. Do you want to talk about your alternative non-toxic cancer treatment program?
Sure, with Derek Rogers. Derek Rogers was at the North County Branch Library earlier this year, and he's going to explain why and what you can do to lessen your chances of being diagnosed with heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and Alzheimer's, the four main causes of death in the U.S.
And Jennifer also has another one she's very excited about in July that'll let her tell you about.
I see.
Because I'm getting kind of sick of her just talking about it. So go ahead.
I haven't talked about Cameron in a while. Our teen champion, Cameron Kohler, from Chopped, the Food Network show, will be at the library on July
13th. A lot of
13th.
Famous people coming to the library
they
in July,
are.
Jennifer.
And in August, we're having another best-selling author, Kira Richardson-Whiteley.
I have no idea. This is the first I'm hearing of this.
No, it's not. We talked about it. The hiker. No.
Okay,
it's the third time I've
heard about this.
Okay. So in August, last August, Cameron faced three challengers and three baskets of unknown ingredients, to create her winning dishes on this popular Food Network competition.
So is there going to be any creation going on?
I think she's going to talk about it, and I think she's going to create something in the kitchen where she works and bring it in.
Oh.
Because she can't cook something there and share it with the audience.
So well, she could.
Well, she could. And then what I want to do is I want to have the audience... I have to talk to her again, but I'd like them to offer three.
Oh, and then she would talk out what she would do
right.
with them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good idea.
But Cameron has a love of science, and flambéing is one of her favorite things. Another reason I'm not crazy about her cooking at
What's
the
What's flambéing got to do with science?
The chemical reaction. Oh. She loves, and usually, typically, alcohol is used, or different sugars, and she loves the different colors that different alcohols produce. She gets that from her father.
Okay, and who's her father again?
Scott Kohler, the most awesome manager in the world.
Oh, that's right. Another shameless plug for one of Jennifer's friends. Scott Kohler, where does Scott Kohler work now?
I'm not telling you.
It's not in Huntington County, I'm sure.
That's why I'm not telling you.
All right, Jennifer, I think the clock on the wall is telling its sad tale.
Cuckoo, and the sad little bird is saying cuckoo. You didn't think I'd get that, did you?
Oh, very good. I didn't get it myself. I just said
The Sound of Music. I thought you were doing The Sound of Music. We'll have to do an all-musical show one day.
How about next week?
Okay. Behind the... Yeah, never mind. Well, thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you go, your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All the concerns people have had about the process will evaporate.
That's Senate Republican John Cornyn on the long-awaited Senate Republican health care plan, which leaders are to detail this morning. In fact, they were expected originally to step to the podium at about 9:30 Eastern. They have not yet shown up. There's been a lot of talk about the fact that it's been worked on in private. Even some Republicans concerned about that, as we hear from Sharon Reed.
Louisiana's Bill Cassidy is among GOP members, anxious to see exactly what that bill says.
If I don't get the study, I don't vote for it.
Last night in Iowa, President Trump blamed Democrats for making health care reform difficult.
Because they're obstructionists.
Tropical storm Cindy's ashore, soaking Gulf Coast states with pounding rains. Downpours expected through the day in East Texas, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. This is USA Radio News.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Get unbeatable deals on top quality pre-finished hardwood and bamboo flooring from just $149. $1 off per square foot on beautiful Bellawood hardwood. Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 50% off. And North American and European laminate up to 36% off. Plus, clearance deals on small lots, closeouts, and more from 59 cents at your local store. And special financing. Hurry, get to the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
North Korea engages in some name-calling aimed at President Trump following a tragedy involving an American prisoner. We get details from correspondent Bill Zimfer.
After President Trump called North Korea's treatment of U.S. prisoner Otto Warmbier a total disgrace, North Korea is responding by labeling Trump a psychopath. The comments in